This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Put a pass out, picked off by Rosso on right corner, put it in front. Here's Terravinen, and he scores! Teemu Teravainen with his first NHL goal! Took a nice handoff from Michael Rosoball from the right corner and fired it through a maze past Hutchinson. And the Hawks are back to within a goal of the Jets at 3-2. It's Teemu time!
Well, it was Teemu time. Teemu Teravainen and Brian Bickell will both be playing for the Carolina Hurricanes in that hotbed of hockey in Carolina. But Teemu will get a ton of ice time, and he's just getting his career cranked up. And Bickell will be back on the ice in the bigs, and that's great for Brian Bickell. So that's a good thing. Meanwhile, does it mean Andrew Shaw stays in town? Only the salary cap knows for sure. Troy Murray joins us. Hi, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing fine. Did the hi buddy throw you?
You know what? It was the you clicked me over at the same time the bell rang.
Aha! I got it. I got it. Go. All right. So I don't know if you know the answer to this, but you get a Pittsburgh San Jose final, and congratulations to the Penguins. I couldn't be more excited. You get a Pittsburgh San Jose final. NBC is not going to have the same kind of ratings and revenue they do when the Blackhawks are in, or when the Rangers or the Kings are in. Does playoff TV revenue go into the salary cap calculations? Do you know? I don't know the answer to that.
Why didn't you give me a little bit of warning before you threw that one at me?
Well, I set you up with, I don't know that you know this, because I wouldn't expect you to. But
You know, I would assume that it does, hockey-related revenue, but I'm not sure. That's a good question.
I think the salary cap is so tough in the National Hockey League. It's just brutal. And that's why you've had to see three Stanley Cup champion Blackhawks teams to some extent blown up and put back together miraculously. Look, we all hope Shawzy's going to be able to stay in town. And maybe this will make that happen. You have any gut feel on it?
Well, I think that just in the comments from Stan last night, obviously it opens up some options that they didn't have before the deal. You clear up Brian Bickell's $4 million salary next year, Carolina, I think a little bit under $1 million. On his contract restraints. But, you know, so that gives the Blackhawks $5 million. They've got a lot of players that they have to make decisions on. Andrew Shaw, front and center in that area. So I think it gives them better flexibility in what they want to do. And, you know, I think that obviously Andrew Shaw wants to stay in Chicago. I don't know if there's going to be a hometown discount because he's a very valuable player and he understands that. But I think with this move that Stan has done, the organization does have that flexibility, and I think the first and foremost focus that they have right now is getting Andrew Shaw under a contract.
Dave and Andrea here. Either one of you want to say hi to Troy?
Troy, good morning.
It is
one of those things, and we've seen this, and the Blackhawks have dealt with it, of course, and they've managed to navigate these waters. Other franchises which have had success, like the Blackhawks, and won Stanley Cups, have not been as successful, not been able to come back after winning a championship and wade through all of this and figure out how to make the numbers work. That said, the key seems to be having a steady stream of young players who are able to come in. Teravainen was one of those guys, but with a year left on his first contract, he was going to be in one of those positions where they were going to have to be figuring out a way to keep him. So is this something you think down the road the NHL will look at and say, you know, we want teams to be able to be successful year in and year out? Or is this just kind of a fact of life in hockey where maybe it doesn't exist in some other sports?
Yeah, they wanted the equality. They wanted parity without, you know, throughout the NHL, and actually that's what they have right now. You know, if you look at what Chicago and the Blackhawks did here in winning three cups in 6 years, it's kind of unheard of in the salary mm-hmm. cap era. The one thing the Blackhawks have is obviously they've identified a core group of guys and they've rewarded those guys with big contracts. So once you have that kind of established and, you know, with those players locked in, you know that you're going to have good success for many, many years. And that's why Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane were locked up, because anytime you have a team that has Toews and Kane on it, you're going to be in the hunt for a Stanley Cup. That's the beginning, you know, blueprint of it. The Blackhawks have had to make some tough decisions in going for it every year, Andrew Ladd, you know, this year, you're looking at the deal that they made with the Montreal Canadiens. You're losing a lot of the young assets that, you know, the scouting staff and the organization have built up with. But they put themselves in this position. Teravainen is one of these guys that came in with high expectations. And I still think that he's going to be a tremendous NHL player. But with the emergence of a guy like Artemi Panarin, you've got to get him under contract after next year. And I think that when you look at Panarin and where he can fit into the Blackhawks rotation, it makes a little bit more sense to focus on him rather than knowing that you're going to have to pay Teravainen some big money and trying to find that spot to fit him in. So, you know, there's been some really good and bad. You know, Blackhawks didn't get the result that they were looking for this year, but certainly I think all the fans in Chicago and the Blackhawk fans understand that when you do have this core group of guys that are still basically in their prime, you have to put yourself in a position to give it the best run each and every year. And that's a tough decision for Stan Bowman and the organization to make, to lose some of these high draft picks, to lose you know, some of the key prospects that they have in their organization. But that's the price you pay when you're willing to go for it each and every year with the core group of guys that you have.
Hey, Troy, did you see, okay, of course the Hawks broke ground in the new community center the other day. This is going to be awesome. I don't know if you saw the plans for this. A $50 million site, but great for pickup games. I think it's great for youth hockey leagues and whatnot. I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but just, again, how the Blackhawks are such great neighbors and great sports. This is going to be great for kids learning to play hockey.
Yeah, you know what? I was down there yesterday for the ceremony, and I have seen the plans, and it is going to be just a fantastic facility. And it's not going to be just a one-dimensional hockey facility. Obviously, it's going to be a state-of-the-art facility for the Blackhawks to practice at when they're not at the United Center. But the community side of it, to reach out to the inner-city kids and as much as possible give them the opportunity that they otherwise wouldn't have in other other areas. You know, this is going to be an opportunity for communities to come in and use the facility in different areas other than hockey.
It's a win-win. It's a win-win for everybody.
It's the best thing. I mean, just hearing, you know, the Alderman Burnett was talking yesterday how much it means to the ward there. You know, the mayor was talking about how important it was for, you know, this to be a big part of the inner city community.
Well, and I think back to when you were
worse than everybody to, you know, have this vision and stuff. This is just going to be an incredible facility.
And I think back to when you were starting, I mean, they didn't even have ice.
They, you know what was cool, though? They broke ground. You were out there, Troy. They, instead of using the shovels to break ground, they were using hockey sticks.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, that was funny. That was really cool. And I think you had around the block program, a bunch of the kids were there, and you know, they had just had great smiles on their face because they have an understanding that this is going to be, you know, for them to enjoy and for people to come in there. I think it's just a great opportunity for the Blackhawks and the city to kind of intertwine each other, and for Rocky Wirtz to have this vision and put it together and make it work is just incredible.
Dave, say goodbye to Troy.
Troy, have you mapped out your strategy for these road trips to Vegas every year coming up in a few years?
I'm excited. I think there's going to be a real hometown advantage to those games.
I think the per diem is going to go through the roof.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know what, I think everybody's obviously excited that they're going to be playing hockey in Las Vegas. It's going to be strange. Hopefully it works in the long run. It's something that Gary Bettman is very avid about, to get this, you know, franchise put in Vegas and make it work. And I think everybody's excited. And for the players, obviously an opportunity to go to a city that, you know, has a lot of things to offer other than the hockey side of it. And I think that a lot of teams will kind of make an extra day trip around that as much as possible to stay in and enjoy the city for at least a night.
Probably just to see the shows.
I would just walk around and sightsee.
See the lights. Vegas has a self-imposed salary cap.
I'm not a gambler, guys, but you know, when I do go to Las Vegas, I think it's the best people watching anywhere.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The circus is not at Circus. It's on the street. All right, buddy, great catching up with you, and we look forward to you coming back on to announce the re-signing of Shaw. Don't you think at some point Stan Bowman's just going to go, enough math! I've had it with the math!
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I look at the numbers and I have a good idea kind of where they're at, but I look at these numbers when they make these deals and who takes a little bit of the salary, how much you retain, what you get back. You know, there's just so many complications, and it's not easy, to figure out exactly the number, because the Blackhawks are within thousands of dollars of the cap, and that's something that they really have to be in touch with and don't make a mistake, because it could cost them dearly somehow down the road.
Nice of you to take a pay cut to make it work. It's it's Troy Murray.
We're not willing to do that, are we?
No, me either.